that's my favorite girl. Shirley Scott, who was married to Stanley Turrentine, the famous saxophonist. I have to pronounce it that way to elevate things. I don't want to say he was a saxophonist. He was a saxophonist. So that's Shirley Scott on her trusty Hammond B3. She was the chief organist at one time at Abyssinia Baptist Church in Harlem. George Tucker on bass and Max Simpkins on drums with It Don't Mean a Thing. And of course, the continuing phrases, if it ain't got that swing. And in a sense, it's applicable to our program today because we're going to take a look at the speech that President Biden is going to deliver tonight at 9 p.m. On updating the nation on a number of things, and we'll see whether it has that swing. And if it doesn't, well, it don't mean a thing. So he's expected to address his initiatives that are lined up and ready to go, that will be implemented very soon, and we're going to have to decipher what on the other level that is not heard or seen, what exactly is he saying? Who is he talking to, really? That's what we're going to do today. So I'm asking you to put on your analytical hat today. Analytical slash reporter slash correspondent hat today. Because you're going to tell us about the significance of the speech even before he makes it. I know. Isn't that scary? Yes, it is, but you can do it. What issues and events are likely to shape his speech tonight? Please remember this question. What issues and events are likely to shape his speech tonight? What, I should say, name a key issue he will discuss and explain why he will discuss it. Or what major issue will he avoid discussing and why will he avoid it? Okay, one more piece to this puzzle. What will be the main purpose or purposes of the speech? And what do you expect will be Biden's most persuasive points? Yes, it's a tall order, but I could only ask people worthy of responding these kinds of questions. I think you're worthy of responding. All right, so let me go over the main focus that we are going to be following here. In his speech tonight, name a key issue he will discuss and explain why he will discuss it. Or what major issue do you think he will avoid discussing and why? Describe the context of the president's speech, that is, issues and events that are likely shaping his speech tonight. We're ahead of this now. We're ahead of the game. You are actually going to be telling us what will happen based on your analysis, and we'll see how on point you are. if you are on point? What will be the main purposes of his speech? And what will be his most persuasive points that you expect him to discuss tonight? Again, we recognize he hasn't made the speech. It happens at 9 o'clock. So we don't know what's coming. And yet we do. We have some idea of what it is he's going to say. But what we are interested in is divulging it and sharing it with the rest of us and giving us a better understanding, a better perspective on what might be framing the whole speech altogether. What are the considerations for making the speech? Isn't that easy? No, it's not easy. I recognize it's not easy, but we've had at least 100 days to get a sense of Biden as president. We've known Biden before as vice president to Barack Obama, but now he's president. And we have a sense of, we have an appreciation, excuse me, for how things are flowing, what's happening in the United States and outside of it that's shaping life and policy within the United States. So with all these things put together, right now, we're not waiting for 9 o'clock. We can figure out where he's likely to be going tonight. You game? Are you game? Or are you folding like a cheap suit? Come on, you can do this. This is easy stuff. Because, of course, you've been paying attention. And we have been interpreting the actions of the White House all along. What is the White House reacting to? We've been looking at those things as well. So you have enough ammunition to work with. The number to call is 888-874-4888. And let's hear you just rattle off the answers like a boss. 888-874-4888. What is the president, you think, based on what we know, what is he likely to be talking about tonight? And what is dominating his view, even now, before he even starts talking? We know the answer, but we'll see if your predictions are right. 888-874-4888. Gwen from New York, you start us off today.
Okay. Are we going to get an A or a B? Are we getting tested on this? My first answer on my test is this. I'll tell you what he's not going to talk about. He's not going to talk about our warships that have pulled up to the borders of China and Russia. He's not going to talk about that. What he is going to talk about is what everyone talks about ad nauseum is how everyone has to take this vaccine. I think he's also going to brag about the checks that were supposed to go out, the stimulus checks, which so many people like myself did not get. Although I got the first one for $600, I never got the second one for $6 or the $1,400. And when I called my state senator Chuck Schumer to find out why, they told me the trick is this. They didn't use those words, but there's a trick here, that you can't have your money until you file your taxes, okay, because the government wants theirs off the top. So first you file your taxes, and what that will do is trigger them giving you $600. But in order for you to get the $1,400, you have to wait between May and August, And then you should, not guaranteed, but you should get it by then. So, although my parents,
along,
who are in their 90s.
Don't get stuck. Answer the question.
Okay. So I think he's going to talk about that. I think he's going to talk about the stimulus. I think he's going to talk about something else called Build It Back Better. So I think he's going to talk about that. And I think he's going to talk about infrastructure. I think he'll talk about cleaning up the infrastructure. So that's kind of the couple of topics.
That's a very, very impressive list of things that he's going to talk about.
So predictable.
You kind of started in a very authoritative way. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Henry from Chicago. What is this president going to be talking about or not talking about, and why?
All right. How are you doing, Trace?
Okay.
All right. I guess, Gwen said some of the things that, I was going to say, which I think she's right. But I think the overarching reason he's going, or the overall topic is going to be about the economy. I find, many presidents, particularly the last six presidents, that we've had, always focused on how great the economy is. So I'm pretty sure he's going to do that in various ways, talking about, the stimulus checks, as Gwen said, the infrastructure, and also to tying this in with the current plague or pandemic, as most people, say, about the vaccines and how the vaccine rollout is going great and, such. So typically he's probably going to focus more on the economy so people can, have an easier mindset of being, seeing that this pandemic or this plague might be ending soon, according to what he probably is going to say. What he's probably not going to talk about, and I think he's going to mention it, but he's not going to talk about it in depth, is the recent police murders that have been happening. He'll probably say, a few words about it, but he's not going to go in depth about it, because obviously, he's going to get in trouble if he tells the truth about what's been going on with the systemic violence that police have been perpetrating against black and brown people.
Okay. So you think you have a fix on what he's going to say and also what he's not going to say. On balance, how do you predict he will fare tonight in the eyes of the public?
I think he's going to, I guess in the eyes of the public, he's going to fare, I don't know. I mean, obviously the country is so divided politically. For me, it doesn't really matter. For most people, I don't think it matters what he says. If you're a Republican or if you're a Democrat, because obviously the Republicans are going to respond, and most people who follow the Republican Party is going to disagree with anything he says. Now,
he has Tim Scott. Let me just interject this to your point. Tim Scott, the only black senator, is going to be responding to President Biden tonight.
Yes. And those who are in the political mindset of a Tim Scott or, is obviously going to disagree with everything he says and probably going to give him an F for it. Those who follow Biden will probably, whether he says something productive or not, are going to agree with him and clap as they normally do, with these type of speeches. But, for me, me personally, I don't think he's going to do a very good job of explaining what he needs to explain.
He meaning Scott or Biden?
Biden.
Okay. So your hopes aren't too high about the success of Biden tonight. Thank you. Thanks for calling in and contributing. E from Edgewater. How will the president do tonight, and what issues will he talk about? What issues will he definitely avoid talking about?
Yes. Hi. Good afternoon, Yatrice.
Thank you. Good afternoon to you.
Hi to Pierre and the audience. I think, like Gwen said, he's going to talk about the vaccine. And the thing about it is 3 days ago I heard him say that the patriotic thing to do is get the vaccine. That tells me that we're living under a dictatorship, and his name is Joe Biden. That's very, very bad. Now, we're all going to be forced to get this thing. Somehow they're going to do it. Anyway, he's going to talk about that, and he's going to talk about this family plan thing that they have. Going to try to make it like he's really concerned about people, you know. So they're going to talk about all these programs that are going to help, you know, underprivileged and the people that are in a tough situation, you know, to make it like he's real concerned. And what he won't talk about is, you know, all these killings going on. And basically, it's what I'm worried about is the vaccine thing, because, you know, we were never forced to get flu shots. And if you wanted to get one, you got one. If you didn't want, then you didn't get it. Now it's a patriotic thing to do. This is ridiculous. I can't believe he actually said that. Those words came out of his mouth. This is how
He's got to say something like that. That's what, you know, that's what presidents have to do.
Really?
Drum up support.
I don't think they have
to. Drum up support.
I think they should say it's optional.
An initiative. No, they don't have options. When you have this much money on the line and you have the world watching to see how effective the great United States will be in bringing this dreadful plague into control, that's what you do.
Yeah, as long as you have all the people fooled and you do that.
Yeah, but we don't want to talk about that. We want to know, what is he going to say? Why is he going to say it? You don't have to agree, but at least tell us why you think he'll be saying it.
Well, like I said, I think I covered with the things that I think he's going to talk about, the family plan, and it's going to be focused on how we're going to rebuild the infrastructure and all this stuff, you know. And, you know, my main thing was the vaccine that I'm very annoyed about what he said. And I, you know, I'm really not thinking about anything else after this now, because this is like ridiculous. If you don't get the mark of the beast, then you won't be able to buy or sell. And good luck. You know, it's not.
I'm going to be watching the speech tonight.
That's not the world that I live in. Yeah, I'll probably watch it eventually later on in the evening. I'll watch clips of it. I don't, you know. Joe Biden is there because Donald Trump was put in there so that then Joe Biden could get in there. Now we got the real insane person in there. The other guy was acting. Now we got the real one.
Okay. Thank you so much for your contribution today. Patricia from New York, you're on the air. How are you?
Just fine. Thank you, Yatrice, and I hope you are doing well also.
Thank
you. And good afternoon.
I'm sorry.
Yes, good afternoon to the PRN family. Well, I think everyone else has already talked about what he is going to talk about, the vaccine and the vaccine rollout, and how happy he is that everybody, that 67% of seniors and the uptake of the vaccine is progressing smoothly. He's going to talk about, you know, tax breaks for the middle class, his infrastructure stimulus plan. But I want to focus on what he's not going to talk about. So he's not going to talk about the increase in the defense budget by over $2 billion. He's not going to talk about the increased arms sales to Saudi Arabia, who was responsible for the murder of Jamal Khashoggi. He's not going to talk about single-payer health system. You know, he campaigned on expanding health care coverage through a public option. He's not going to talk about that. He championed himself as being in favor of reducing emissions through reduction of fossil fuels. He has actually extended one of the Trump policies on reducing carbon emissions. Those are the things that he's not going to talk about.
And why wouldn't he talk about these things, considering how important they are?
Well, for one thing, we're not at war, and I fail to understand why the defense budget needs to be increased at all. But clearly, by that amount. I mean, that amount certainly can be redirected to other issues that Americans need, like health care. In terms of his campaign promise to expand health coverage for everyone, well, as we know, even under Obama, the healthcare plan that not Obamacare, I don't like to call it Obamacare, but you know what I'm talking about. That was a real giveaway. That was a real giveaway to the insurance companies, and he's not going to touch that. So those kinds of things that really can sustain middle class families, he's not going to touch that.
Could you address the context of the speech that he's about to make tonight? How do you assess the context and the likely impact it will have on his speech?
Well, the bar was set so low coming after Trump that, almost anyone who is rational that comes after Trump would seem like an improvement. And I think everybody is just relieved that Trump is no longer in office. I mean, this election was not necessarily a pro-Biden election as so much as it was an anti-Trump election. And so everyone, is relieved that there is a sense of rationality now in the White House. And I think he is just going to continue to promote that tenet that, I'm reasonable, I'm rational, I'm a thinker, I know what I'm doing, and we're going to make certain that the United States, comes back better and stronger than ever.
Is Biden ducking Trump in this regard?
I'm not really quite sure how to answer whether he is ducking Trump. I mean, there are certain contrasts that he could point to support the policy and the direction that he's going into. I personally don't think he's going to mention Trump at all. I think he's going to stay clear of Trump. It wouldn't be in his best interest to invoke him or his policies at all, except to show the contrast between the two administrations. But other than that, I think he'll leave him alone.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Patricia. I think you gave us a lot to think about. And of course, if we watch this speech tonight, we will remember all these notes from Gwen and Henry and E from Edgewater and now from Patricia. Benji from New York, you're on the air.
Yeah, thank you, Katrine. This is Benji from New York. To answer your question, what I've noticed that people, your esteemed callers, what they left out, I believe he will mention tonight the George Floyd verdict and just talk about that verdict and just say, I don't know if he's going to mention North Carolina. You passionately spoke about the North Carolina execution, but I definitely think he will talk about that this has to stop and perhaps offer some solutions of some training the police departments, incentivize them to treat everybody equal. Let's stop with this white supremacy. Will he mention those words? I don't know, but I think he will touch on that.
What incentive does he have to mention these two particular cases that you refer to?
Well, the incentive that he has is that listen, we have the Senate because of the Democrats have the Senate because of he has the president. Well, he has the Senate because of Georgia. And just getting the presidency, you know, winning Georgia was a big prize, So yeah, I think he has, he couldn't have won without the, and like you always say, he couldn't have won. He's in this race because of South Carolina, because of the Congressman Clyburn, which he's mentioned before. So, definitely he has to talk about it. Yes.
What will he gain by talking about it?
What will he gain? He'll gain because it's the right thing to talk about. This is the
yeah, but politics is not about the right thing. It's about the appropriate thing or the thing that works for the moment. He is now president, and every speech that he makes has to basically help him hold on to his presidency and gain more popularity. How does that do it for him?
Well, I like I said, I think the black vote is the black vote. Not necessarily the black vote.
There's a lot of interference on your line, and it's hard to hear you.
Yeah, I'll try to stay in one spot.
Are you walking?
Yeah. I'll try to stay in one spot. Yeah. Is it better now? Yeah, I'll stay in one spot.
No, stay in one spot. Make the call.
Yeah.
And then we done.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
So I'm staying in one spot. So what's in it for him politically is that the progressives, he won because of the progressive vote. And he's not going to hold on to the progressive vote if he's not going to talk about it. I don't know if it's going to be the central focus, but you got to talk about it. It has to stop, as you said yesterday. The executions have to stop. I know myself. I did something not right a police officer wanted to pull me over, entering the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel, and they weren't happy with me. They pulled me over, they flashed the lights on me, and they made me keep my hands on the steering wheel for a good 15, 20 minutes. But you know what? But that's it. They didn't pull a gun on me. They didn't scream at me. They wrote me a ticket. Okay. It's a stain on my file, you know. I got a ticket for not listening
to an
officer.
Let's deal with the question. Don't take us on the scenic tour. Stay straight.
No, I'm staying on the topic. So I'm saying that you want to, I consider myself a progressive voter. And if he wants to grow, keep me excited about his presidency, he has to talk about this issue because I'm passionate about this issue. Yes.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in and contributing that today. Ed from Queens. What do you expect to hear from Joe Biden tonight, and why will he be saying whatever it is he will be saying?
How are you doing, Latrice?
Okay.
Okay. Well, I mean, Biden has always been a candidate of empire, so I think he's going to take a victory lap. He's going to, of course, people mentioned it, the vaccine output, the numbers in Corona, the numbers of people actually getting the vaccine, even though that's a little specious as far as I'm concerned. But be that as it may, he'll use that. He's going to highlight some things about his withdrawal of troops from Afghanistan. He's going to highlight some things about his Build Back Better program. He's going to highlight some of the initiatives that he started in different aspects of the Build Back Better program. The things he's not going to address is the upcoming bankruptcies, the upcoming foreclosures, the fact that the initial campaign promise was $2,000, turned out to be $1,400, which I got, but a few people haven't gotten. He's not going to address defund the police. He's not going to, give honorable mention to the George Floyd verdict, but I don't think he's going to dwell on it. He's going to be like, we need to heal the country. We need to pull things back together. Like I said, he's a candidate of empire. So he's going to represent the empire. It's going to be like a preemptive State of the Union address. Look how well we've done. Look how far we've come. We've got work to do. And trust me, that's the basic gist of the message that I think he's going to give.
The trust me part is also part of the message.
Oh, yeah, well, that's part of the image, Papa Joe. Hey, Papa Joe's here, and me and Pork Chop were together, and I'm going to take care of you, and trust me, I got that Scranton vibe, and I'm a guy you want to have a beer with. So he's going to play that to the hilt.
What is he definitely going to avoid talking about tonight? And why?
Like I said, he's going to avoid talking about the major issue. There are a ton of bankruptcies coming up in the event of the coronavirus. There are hundreds, over a million small businesses are not coming back. The economy is going to take a tank. In New York alone, the foreclosures are going to be astronomical in foreclosure court. And his administration has not addressed that. The universal health care, which incidentally, he never said he was going to address that anyway, so I don't expect him to even touch on that because he said things are not going to change much. And he's going to, I think, in the intro, he might even give the excuse as far as mentioning Trump as the damage that was done, and like we have a long way to go with trying to repair damage that was done 4 years prior to his administration's acceptance of the presidency. And implementing that there are hurdles to climb, and trust me, bear with me, I'm Papa Joe, I'm good.
How persuasive do you think his arguments, based on what you've outlined, will be?
Well, to me personally, they're not going to be persuasive at all, because I think they're a load of BS. But I think in general, like some of your callers have said, people are exhausted. They're tired of Trump, they're tired of COVID, they're tired of masking, they're tired of the virus, and any prerequisite to getting back to quote-unquote normality is going to be appreciated. And Biden, for want of a better word, is a sigh of relief after all of the drama that this country has been through and the prevailing drama that is yet to come. With what's going on with the police departments in different states, primarily the southern states and Midwest states, and the fight that we're going to have with that. So people are looking for normalcy, and Papa Joe gives you that. He's playing the Reagan ticket.
Could you identify the top, if you were advising, what would be the top three subjects that he should raise and just drive them home tonight?
If I'm a presidential advisor to give him a prerequisite of what I think he should stress in the speech, if you want the vaccine output, the rate of vaccinations, the rate that the number of people in the country have been vaccinated, number one. The Build Back Better initiative, there are some things that he has, some initiatives that is taking place as far as the Kyoto Protocol, as far as getting as far as the summit with the UN, as far as those, even though it, technically it's half of what we need to do, but it's something he can highlight as far as him being ahead of the game, making amends for how Trump ostracized America, especially with the Kyoto Protocol, especially with the climate change initiative, and Afghanistan, pulling the troops out of Afghanistan, giving a hard deadline, even though there'll be more contractors and special ops there than you can shake a stick at. But if you want to smoke and mirrors, that's the three big things you got to hit. And trust me, I'm Papa Joe.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much. We'll take this break and come back and continue the conversation with your predictions about Joe Biden's speech tonight. 888-874-4888, right after this break.
Oh,
You're listening to Lead Stories on PRN.FM. The president is to make a speech at 9 o'clock tonight addressing a joint session of Congress about the issues that of the day and what he wants us to think about in terms of his administration's concerns and the work that his administration is trying to accomplish at this time. But that's what he wants. What are you thinking? That's the question of the day. 888-874-4888 is the number. And Ron from New York, you start us off in this session today.
Hello, Eucrise.
Hello.
Okay, so I'm thinking that you want us to say what he's going to talk about, what he's not going to talk about. Okay, so
and why?
We'll start. And why? Okay, I believe that he's going to talk about the Davos agenda, and I believe that he's going to talk about the Davos agenda is because the reason is because it's a financial plan that they have in store for us. Okay. I don't think that he will talk. Well, I think he will also promote the vaccine. He will not tell us that it is a experiment that is being put on the population of the world. He's not going to tell us that this is, and this is one of the biggest things that I've noticed people saying, that he's going to force us somehow to take it. This is against the Geneva Convention. And if people don't realize that it's that, you know, that this happened before with Nazi Germany and their doctors.
You're now philosophizing and you're
okay.
You're expressing your opinion.
Subject.
Tell us is straight ahead. What will he be talking about, and what you believe he just will not talk about, and why?
Okay, then he will not talk about the situation in the Ukraine, okay? As somebody mentioned, the increase in the military budget, that may be a reason. If
what
anybody
do you mean
knows
by
about
the situation in the Ukraine? What situation?
Well, the situation is that the Ukraine declared war on Russia, and we are the back of the Ukraine. We're not even supposed to be in the area. That's what I'm talking about. All right.
Well, you're not clear.
What's not clear about that? That Ukraine? You do know about the situation? I mean, what happened in the Ukraine, right? In the previous administration that he was in.
I mean, the Obama administration?
Yeah, that is the previous administration. Yes. Anyway,
well,
and that I'm not even going to go into that because then you tell me I'm going off on a tangent. I'll just say that. All right. Anybody interested, do their own research. All right. But it could cause a very serious situation. All right.
Give us your sense of will he be talking about it or won't he be talking about it?
I said he will not talk about that.
Okay.
He will not talk about that situation. Okay. Now you got me off track. Okay, so as I said, he will talk about the vaccine, how it's safe and effective, which it's not. And he will talk about the Build Back Better agenda, okay, and the things that he will not talk about, he will not touch with the 10-foot pole, is the situation in the Ukraine, which people need to find out about if they don't know about it. Okay, and he will continue to cover up of his son's situation in Ukraine, and I think that basically will cover what he will and will not talk about.
Okay, you do know that principally a speech like this is targeted not so much to outside the borders, but talking specifically to Americans. And
yes.
So he's likely not to get anywhere close to foreign policy.
Okay, that may be so. Okay, personally, I think if we're going to get into a situation that it should be talked about. But like I said, he won't talk. He'll talk about the Davos situation. He'll talk about the vaccines.
What is the Davos situation?
Okay. This Build Back Better thing, right, is not his agenda. It's Davos'
agenda. All
right,
so you're giving us both a lesson. Let me want a straight answer. It's going to be complicated because we have to understand and appreciate the background for what you say. But that does not put us close to, you know, directly to what the issue is. We'll have to go do some research. We'll have to think about it.
Yeah, but Tracy just told me not to do that.
Yeah,
okay?
That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. When you mention these kinds of issues, you're telling us, in fact, you told us, you'll have to go and do your own research.
Right, because
that's not helping us. In our
we don't
exercise
have,
today.
Right. We don't have time to explain it. So and you should at least know about it. Okay? Just because we don't have time to explain it does not mean that you should not know about it. We should all be doing some research right now in the situations that we are in. However,
this is a specific exercise. A speech is about to be given at 9 p.m. tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And we are trying to get a sense, a general sense, of what people think the topics will be and why. And we're trying to get a sense also of what the issues will not be, the issues that will be avoided, and why. That's it.
Okay.
It's complicated.
Huh? It's not complicated, but what you're asking for, right, is more than, if we are actually to cover it, it would be more than, you know, more depth than we can go into. That's what I'm saying. And basically,
so we make a judgment that this may not be the best time to cover it.
Yeah, okay, that's fine.
Okay, so we make a judgment about that. It's not the best time to cover it because we don't have the time or the space to go into the details. But we'll talk and we'll address topics that we think most people will be familiar with.
Okay, and that would be the vaccine, I believe. I believe most people are familiar with that.
But not, okay. I'm not going to say what people ought to hear, but I'm saying we ought to operate with that sensibility in mind. We cannot tackle everything in the hour that we have, so we have to be mindful that we can tackle certain things and move on.
Okay. I believe that I am taking up other people's time, and I would be taking up more time if I tried to go into it. So I'm going to pass. Okay.
And okay, a little bit self-editing. Thank you so much. Thank you for being considerate of that. Ali from New York, you're on the air.
You want my time, so please don't give it to somebody else. How you doing, Eugene?
Okay, how about you?
We're doing okay. It's a good weather today. Here, New York City. I came in a few minutes late, so I don't know if anyone had mention immigration, because immigration has two parts. He will talk about immigration, but there is a part of immigration that he won't talk about, and the real reason why people they do come here. So he's going to probably talk about immigration and the wonderful thing that the vice president is in charge, and he's asking for money, so to make, I guess, some investment in some of the country, like Honduras, Guatemala, and Mexico, whatever, all these countries that people are immigrating from, and they're getting to the border. So I think that will be one issue that he's going to talk about on that level. On the second level, on immigration, he's not going to tell people, and the men who have been for decades and decades in the Senate, he won't talk about the real reason why people have to come to this land. And one of them is what they did in Honduras. They did it on Honduras. They took Manuel Zelaya, an elected president by the people, and they put somebody else in. And that was during the Obama administration and Hillary Clinton administration. So he won't tell the real reason. In the foreign policy, like you said, he's going to avoid to talk about that. But one thing that I think is going to happen, even though I won't be listening to that speech, I never do, he probably is going to have people from Venezuela sitting somewhere in the audience, and I believe he's probably going to say something. But one place that he would never say a word about it would be Haiti and what the United States and the Europeans are doing in Haiti. So he would stay away from that subject. And that's what I have to say for today.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're making me speed up my writing here. Thanks so much for calling in and contributing. Jeremiah from Harlem, you're on the air. Is Jeremiah with us? Apparently not. 888-874-4888 is the number to call. We have room for at least one more call before we go. But let me wrap up just the same. I could begin wrapping up now today. This is meant to sharpen our skills as well. How do you listen to a speech? And in the case of the way things are covered now, how do we listen and watch a speech being delivered? What levels of meaning do you detect when you listen to a speech? Could you take the risk of interpreting the speech literally? Or is there something else that you know, or something else that you will try to find out that gives a counter to what is being said? Here's a president doing a bang-up job, people would say, of trying to just get this boat back on its bottom, the ship of state, if you will, which has been going through extraordinary changes in the last couple of months. But he is the guy that everybody's going to point to. So he's got a huge issue to deal with. At the same time that these things are not going to go away, he can't shirk the responsibility for any of it. He can't run from it. So we watch to see how he is trying to situate himself, like any politician. You know, you have one foot over here, you have one foot over there, and you try to take a middle of the road. Some of these issues have no middle of the road. You've got to take a side. He is trying to accomplish the impossible as quickly as possible. And that is, he's trying to prove his mettle. He's not a Donald Trump, not even an Obama for that matter. He is working hard, working fast. Is he working smart? We don't know. But we will see. But he has momentum now because a lot of the initiatives are coming through very, very positively with people. So that may help him get over a couple of humps he no doubt will encounter just down the road. There's a lot of stuff waiting for Joe Biden. And he's prefacing all of that, which could topple him, with good works, good messages, high performance, making it clear he's not wasting time, he's not playing around, he is in the service of the nation. That's a major thing he is going to try to emphasize. He's a servant of the people. That doesn't mean that he actually is. It is the message I'm talking about. He's in a state where he has to work hard to deliver a message which will become the signature of his administration and of his time as President of the United States. I also believe something is happening with him. I may be terribly wrong, but he is trying to outrun this thing that is chasing him, and it has to do with his health. He's doing everything possible to prove his vibrancy, to prove his mental and physical fitness as a president, as a guy who could handle it. And he doesn't want the nation to have any doubts as to whether he could last. So this is very prominent in his head. You could see that he's making extraordinary efforts to calm people down about any suspicions he would have, they would have, about whether he's fit for office. And also, he's trying to communicate it's a new day without calling Trump's name, without talking about racial divisions in the United States. He is trying to get to the back of these things, you know, get to the back of it and deal with it that way, not head on. He's not looking for confrontation, but he's looking for solutions which he thinks will speak louder than anything that he could get out of a direct confrontation with anybody. So there's a lot going on in Joe Biden's head right at the moment, not to mention that there may be some legal things he will have to contend with by virtue of his family, just like the Trumps. Donald Trump is besotted with lawsuits. And he's got all kinds of lawyers working on the different lawsuits, and more are coming. So he is not out of the woods at all. He may be out of office, but he is not out of the woods. So when you listen to the speech, and this is a practice for you, don't just get stuck at what is actually said. Try to intuit what it is that is meant that cannot be said or would not be said because it would compromise the speaker. But listen very carefully to that level and see what you get. What do you cull from what he actually says and what he is trying to communicate but can't? it's going to be interesting. I'll watch it. This is his first big time speech to a joint session of Congress, held under very extraordinary circumstances. And we will get a sense of what his vision is, what he wants to put at the head of his agenda. Can he do it? And what is he asking the nation to do? What does he want from us beyond what he already has gotten from us, which is a vote? What more does he want? Where is he going? So far, I can't say that he's doing badly. He's doing his very best. But that too could be an act. We always have to hold reservations when we're dealing with politicians. We really never know what it is they intend to do. Thanks so much for listening today and offering your thoughts. I feel so comforted by being in the company of such bright people. I really feel good about it. Thank you so much. We'll meet up again tomorrow. Bye-bye.